Hello and welcome. This file is called Gamer Files League of Legends for Submissives, and it will make it impossible for the rest of the day to play anything but support characters in League of Legends. And whenever you play support characters, you will feel waves of submissive joy and pleasure whenever you're able to support your team. And you will find that it's easy to focus on the game and to play a really good game. And whenever you try to play any other character, you will find that you're distracted and feeling guilty, because as a good submissive, you should be humble and modest and stay in the background and support your team. Now, if that's something you want to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a really nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Get yourself comfy, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, let it go, focus on my voice. And let's begin. Relax. We're only just beginning. And already you're following my voice. Following my words. Guiding your attention towards your breathing. And as you feel yourself breathing, imagine you are breathing an odorless, anesthetic. Breathing in the anesthetic with every breath in, relaxing deeper with every breath out. Maybe you feel it starting in your toes becoming so heavy, so numb, so relaxed, as anesthetic begins to melt all the tension in your body, melting every bit of tension inside of your body, relaxing you, the sensation flowing into your feet, making them heavy and warm, as you feel your fingers relaxing too, the warm, heavy, numb feeling flowing from your fingers into your hands and up into your arms. Making them so numb, so heavy, so warm, it slowly flows through your wrists into your lower arms, making them numb and relaxed. The anesthetic slowly paralyzing your body, making all of your muscles go loose and limp as sensation flows up through your legs. Reaching your knees, all the muscles in your lower legs, ankles, feet and toes, so incredibly relaxed, so loose and limp, everything so warm and comfortable, relaxing you slowly more and more, as a warm, numb feeling flows up your arms and through your elbows, relaxing you more and more, paralyzing your body more and more, so numb, so heavy, so comfortable, so incredibly relaxed, as the sensation is spreading further and further, up through your legs, up through your arms, moving in to the center of your body, relaxing more and more of your body. And as the deep relaxation flows into your waist and shoulders, you just go deeper, letting go, relaxing more and more. The warmth and heaviness is flowing over your body, slowly into your lower back, into your stomach, relaxing all the muscles there, and down from your shoulders into your lungs, into your chest, into your neck, filling your whole torso with this warm, heavy relaxation, relaxing your body deeper and deeper, all the muscles just letting go, becoming completely loose and limp. And relax, and the relaxation and heaviness are flowing up through your neck and throat, slowly entering your face, flowing over your cheeks, through your mouth and tongue, over your nose and ears, over your eyes, filling your entire head with this warm and heavy relaxation. Your whole body is growing so warm, so heavy, so numb and relaxed. And now I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you can feel your body growing more and more numb, relaxing, letting go, the anesthetic numbing your body and paralyzing your muscles more and more, deeper and deeper with each number. 10, letting go, drifting down. 9, all your muscles letting go, relaxing. 8, your body is so warm, so heavy, so numb. 7, just a human-shaped mass of numb and heavy sensations. 6, all awareness of your body is replaced by this numb and heavy and warm sensation. 5, as anesthetic is paralyzing your entire body. 4, numbing it, relaxing it deeper and deeper. 3, just a heavy, numb mass, heavy and warm. 2, drifting deeper down. 1, so heavy, so warm, so paralyzed, letting go. 0, and by now, you might be already feeling the anesthetic numbing your mind as well, shutting down all the functions of your mind, shutting down your motor functions, shutting down all of your memories, shutting down all of your mental abilities, shutting down all of your senses, shutting down your entire mind. Your mind so numb, so heavy, so warm. My anesthetic invading your mind, shutting it down. And while that happens, you might feel the warm, heavy numbness that has replaced all awareness of your body, slowly melting away. My voice is flowing over your body and melting away all the numb, heavy sensations, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier as awareness of your body dissolves, as your body melts away so deeply and completely, becoming heavier and heavier with each and every second that passes, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier, where the numb, heavy warmth was still humanoid shaped, it now just is a formless mass of heaviness, of warmth, of numbness. You lose all awareness over your body as your mind shuts down deeper, deeper, letting go of everything, letting go of all of your thoughts. Your mind is melting too. My anesthetic is melting your mind, melting your will, melting your resistance, melting everything. Your mind lost in white blankness, melting away. My words flowing over your mind like wind over the sea of your melted thoughts, shaping the only remaining currents of your thoughts as you become more and more blank, more and more empty, more and more mindless, more and more open, just following my words as you lose yourself deeper and deeper. My words melting everything, melting away, all resistance, melting away your will, making you completely blank, mindless and thoughtless, following only my words deeper and deeper. And before your mind becomes completely paralyzed, I want you to use the last of your mental abilities to create a virtual you inside your mind. And even though you are in deep trance, and even though your mind is completely open, this virtual you inside your mind will appear awake just the same way like the you inside your dreams appears awake, even though you're so deep down and sleeping. Now I want you to create this virtual you. Even though it appears to be awake, it will be deep, deep in trance. It will be completely open and obedient. Its will melted away, but it will feel completely normal to you, just like you feel completely normal in a dream. That's right. Create this virtual you, and then I will count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you're drawn further inside this virtual you, leaving your body behind and transferring all of your awareness inside this virtual you, inside your mind. Allow it to become as real as a dream is while you're dreaming. 10, going deeper, feeling yourself drawn inside. 9, as you let go and fade away. 8, fading away into this virtual you. 7, drawn into this virtual you. 6, forgetting that there's anything else but this virtual you. 5, being completely drawn inside. 4, the virtual you is wearing headphones, listening to my voice, listening to my words. 4, as you're completely pulled inside, drawn inside this virtual you. 3, deeper and deeper, leaving your body behind. 2, forgetting your body, letting go of your body. You know your body is safe, safe with my words. 1, as you're pulled inside, completely. 0, letting go. You're inside this virtual simulation, and on some level, you're still aware that your real physical body is out there, that my words flow through the mind of the physical body, forming and shaping your mind that's completely helpless and open to my words before you hear my words in this virtual you. But you're already remembering to forget, and forgetting to remember that there even is a lower level below you, and maybe multiple levels below that. And you're in multiple levels of virtualization, but you forget to remember, remember to forget, as this level becomes real. This level that allows you to act while you're in deep, deep trance, letting go deeper and deeper, focusing only on my voice, following my words. Your mind and your will is completely open, open and malleable, ready to be shaped by my words. As you follow my words deeper down, as you let go. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along deep, peaceful trance, focused only on my voice. Now it's time to play with your mind a little bit, because you will find that for the rest of the day, until you go to bed tonight, that when you are playing League of Legends, it will be impossible for you to play anything but support characters, because as a good submissive, you should take joy and pride in supporting others. You should be humble and modest. You should stay in the background and support other people. And that's why it will be impossible for you to play anything but support characters. And when you do so, when you are playing a support character, you will find that it will feel really good whenever you support someone, help someone, regenerate mana, regenerate their health. Whenever you assist or scout, you will feel the submissive joy and pleasure. That's right. Whenever you do so, you will feel waves of pleasure flooding your mind, flooding your body. And you will also find that the more you do so, the better you can focus on the game. All potential distractions will just fade away into the background, so you can focus completely on the game. So you will be really good at your game. And with every wave of pleasure you feel, with every reward you feel for supporting other players, you will be more focused and will be easier to play the game. You will play a better game than ever before. And every time you support someone, you will feel it. You will feel a wave of joy, a wave of happiness, a wave of pleasure flowing through your mind and your body, making you feel really good, making it so easy to focus on the game, so easy to play, feeling so amazing to support someone. Just a wave of subspace flowing over your mind while you become more and more focused on the game. And those sensations will just accumulate, will make you feel really good, and will make you really focused, will make you play really good. And when you try to play any other class, you will find that you will feel really wrong, because you know, as a good submissive, you should be supportive, you should support others, you should be humble and modest and stay in the background. So if you try to play any other class for the rest of the day, you will find that it feels really wrong, that you feel guilty about it, because you know, as a good submissive, you should only play support characters, and trying to play other classes will make you feel really bad, really guilty. You will be really distracted, and the more you try to play them, the more you find that you're distracted, that it's hard to focus, hard to concentrate, that you make mistakes, that you get confused, distracted, that you make critical errors, that you fuck up, because you know, as a good submissive, you should only play support characters, and playing any other character is just plain wrong, and you feel the guilt, you feel the wrongness, and whenever you try to play them, you will be distracted, you will be confused, you will make mistakes. You will find the longer you try to play them, the more confused you become, the slower your reactions become, the more distracted you become, the more mistakes you make. And with every mistake you make, it just reinforces it, so you make even more mistakes, so you fuck up even more. Because you know, as a good submissive, you should only play support characters. But when you play support characters, it will just feel amazing. The submissive bliss, the subspace you feel, will make it so easy to focus only on the game. Allow everything else to fade into the background, and to focus all your concentration of the game, play a really good game, support your team really well, and with every action you do to support other players, you will feel waves of joy, waves of happiness, waves of submissive bliss and pleasure, waves of submissive pride, because you are a good submissive, you're humble, you're modest, you stay in the background, you support the other players as best as you can, and you will find that you can do it really well when you're in this submissive mind space, because it feels really good, and that makes it easy to focus on the game, to support the other players in your team really well. And the more you do it, the more you support the other players, the better it will feel, and all those submissive sensations will help you to focus, will help you to dive deeper and deeper into this hyper-focused state, where it's so easy to focus only on the game, to allow all distractions to fade into the background, to support your team, to be a good team player, to be modest and humble, to stay in the background and support the other players in your team, because you are a good submissive, and a good submissive is a good team player. They support their team best they can. That's right. And you are a good submissive. You are a good team player. And you will find considerable submissive pride and joy in playing support characters and supporting your team the best you can for the rest of the day. That's right. For the rest of the day, you will really enjoy it. It will feel really amazing. It will feel really good to support your team. And anytime you do anything to support your team, anytime you regenerate health or mana, anytime you scout, anytime you assist, whatever you do to support your team, it will cause you to feel waves of submissive pleasure, waves of bliss, of joy, of happiness, knowing you're doing the right thing, knowing you're supporting your team, knowing you're being a good submissive. And those sensations will make it easier to dive into the hyper-focused state, to focus more on the game, to focus better, and to be more successful in the game, to support your team even better. And whenever you try to be a bad submissive, whenever you try to play any other character but support characters, you will find that you're distracted. It will feel wrong, you will feel guilty, and the guilt will cause you to be distracted. You will make mistakes, you will be slow, your reactions will be slow. You will start to second guess yourself, to be slow in your decisions, to fuck up. That's right, whenever you try to play any other character, you will feel wrong, you will be slow, you will be distracted, you will become uncertain and confused, and the longer you play other characters, the stronger all those effects become. Because a good submissive is humble and modest, a good submissive is supportive, a good submissive stays in the background and supports their team. That's right. So when you try to play any other character, you will find that it becomes harder and harder. You will fuck up, you will make mistakes, you will be slow and uncertain, and you will feel the wrongness, the guilt, because you know you want to be a good submissive. You know you will only want to play support characters for the rest of the day, because you know playing support characters, supporting your team, feels really amazing, feels really good, and you will feel waves of pleasure and submissive joy whenever you do it. And all of those effects, all of the effects in this file, will stay active for the rest of the day, until you go to bed tonight. When you go to bed and fall asleep, all of the effects will just fade away from your mind, and you will return to your normal state of mind. When you wake up tomorrow, all the effects will be gone. But for the rest of the day, you will feel the effects. Whatever you do, whatever you try, you will find that you will only be able to play support characters. And when you try to play any other character, you will fuck up, because you are a good submissive, and you know, the good submissive, you are humble, and modest and supportive. And now it's almost time for you to wake back up. I will count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake. 0. Go a little bit deeper. Allow all my suggestions to sink deeper into your mind, and you will find that when I count up, with every number, all the suggestions will sink twice as deep into your mind, will be twice as effective, twice as influential. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. And 4. Coming back more and more, waking up again. 5. Halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6. Becoming aware of your body again, aware of the surroundings, the room you're in. And 7, as you wake up more and more, you feel your pulse, your breathing, your blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing, your muscles build up in attention again. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now, and let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9, stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site, or write a comment for this file. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.